We're going to start out about an issue that is, of course, worldwide these days, and that is about food. And many people pay a premium to make sure the food they eat is grown organically, and others say organically produced crops are inefficient and can't produce the yields necessary. But a new study by scientists at Montreal's McGill University suggests that in some cases, organic is almost as plentiful, and we shouldn't be arguing about which is better, but rather employ both styles, using one or the other, depending on the particular crop. Verena Seifert is a doctoral geography student at Montreal's McGill University. She's a co-author of this study, and she joins me here in our Montreal studios. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate that.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, first of all, I want you to clear something up for me. I mean, you are a geography student, and I'm not sure, what's the connection with agriculture? I thought geography people were concerned about map making and mountains and things like that.
Yeah, well, that's quite a common misperception about geography. Geography is not only about making maps, but it's a lot about how humans interact with their environment. So what I'm interested in my research is how does agriculture perform in terms of what does it deliver for humans and what does it do to the environment. So that's a very typical topic for a geographer.
Mm-hmm. Now, this study, the initial study anyway, concludes that we should stop arguing about whether organic is better than chemically controlled or vice versa. Why is that?
So we think that instead of arguing whether we should go all organic, whether we should go all conventional, we should rather try to assess where does organic perform well and where does conventional agriculture perform well, and what are the problems with both of these. So what we did in our study is that we looked at the yield question of this debate, and we tried to identify situations where organic agriculture does perform well in terms of yields, and also we tried to identify some of the problems, like, for example, nutrient management is really difficult under organic management. And so we just are arguing that we need to improve in those conditions where those systems where organic agriculture has not such a good performance. We need to adopt organic agriculture where it does perform well.
And your study examined a number of crops, if I'm not mistaken, and in a number of situations, not just, say, in Canada, for example.
No, we tried to compile data from around the world. So we included all data, a lot of studies that were performed all over the world. And what we found is that under some conditions, like, for example, under rain-fed conditions, when the farmers used good management practices or when they supplied sufficient nitrogen to the crops, or also in legume and perennial-based systems, also for some crop species, organic did better than under others.
What exactly did you find in terms of absolute crop yields when you compare the two?
Yeah, so overall, organic yields are lower than conventional yields. And the number that we found is that they're lower by 25%. And this is not really so surprising because management in organic systems is actually just more difficult than in conventional systems. In organic systems, you have to manage in agroecosystems, while in conventional agriculture, you can simply dump on the nutrients through chemical fertilizers that the crops need, or you can simply dump on pesticides if you want to fight pests. Well, in organic agriculture, you need to do fight pests through biological pest control by putting in bugs that are beneficial, that fight the pests that you want to get rid of. And so it's just, it requires more knowledge. It is more difficult. Organic agriculture also has received much less research funding than conventional agriculture. So we also believe that if we put more money into organic research, we could potentially close some of this yield difference between the two farming systems.
Now, this study, as I mentioned, just deals with absolute yields. It didn't necessarily get into the topic so far anyway, and perhaps you can tell me you're going there, but in terms of environmental effect of one versus the other and how that might affect costs or even the outcome of the study. For example, if you determine that commercial conventional crops produce more, but they cause more damage down the road, sort of thing, or vice versa, as the case may be. So where are you going next with this study?
So, yeah, that is one of the main reasons why people say they want to adopt organic agriculture and why people buy organic food, because it is supposed to be more environmentally friendly. Now, however, the environmental impact of agriculture does not only depend on the per unit area influence of the farming system, but also on the productivity. Because if we need food, so if we need a larger area to produce the same amount of food because organic agriculture has lower productivity, then we might need to deforest more land. And this causes, again, biodiversity loss and greenhouse gas emissions and things like that. So it's not a very straightforward answer. And we need to consider many things. And that's what we want to do next. So assess what is the benefit of organic agriculture per unit area of farmland. And at the same time, how does this trade off with the larger area that organic agriculture might need.
So as you continue this study down the road, the results might change people's opinion. And because right now you're saying that organic, generally speaking, at this point, in terms of absolute yield, is less than conventional. But when you add in the other factors, such as damage to the environment, it may tilt the picture the other way kind of thing.
Absolutely. That's very well possible because, a lot of our agriculture discussions are focused on yield, and that's, of course, an important issue. But our farming systems need to deliver much more than yields. They also need to protect the environment, and because current conventional agriculture, it degrades the natural resources that it actually depends on. It pollutes our waters. It pollutes the air. It destroys species and reduces biodiversity. So we need to improve the way we do produce our food, and there are many variables to consider.
So how much longer do you have to go in this study before you come up with a final sort of conclusion?
Oh, that is difficult. That depends on a lot of factors, like how well it goes, what difficulties we encounter on the way. So I think I can say that yet.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate that.
Nice to see you.
And that is Verena Seifert. She is a geography student, a doctoral student at Montreal's McGill University, and a co-author of this study. And we'll post a link to the study, which is published in the journal Nature. And we'll do that from our own webpage, which is rcinet.ca/the link. And Verena Seifert was kind enough to come into our Montreal studios today.